schedule exclusively for accomplishments of good, utilizing every moment to that end, which is really the beginning of beginning to explore God as infinite being. Since the infinite has no boundaries, then the study is continuous. Therefore, in order to be productive and utilize our moments, it is important to keep track of what is being accomplished, because we want the scale of accomplishments to show a lot of power by the end of the day. That power is a measurement of accomplishments. The good we do and embody gives us the only power obtainable. And of course, that is all by reflection. For God is all action. God is all creativity. Creativity is required to have action. Action is required to generate accomplishment. And accomplishment is then measured and becomes power. Delay is not a part of action. Elements of treatment for delay are outlined by Frederick Rawson as follows. There is no delay. Everything passes instantly in mind. Man is never in want of anyone or anything, for all that man needs is the ideas of God. And there are infinite ideas in mind, instantly available to all. These ideas unfold with unfailing regularity, idea after idea, and man represents these ideas instantly. There is no mortal mind to prevent the unfolding and representing of these ideas, as there is only one mind, God, and man has instantly any idea he needs. God's ideas never fail to be in the right place, for God is the principle of law and all order, and all God's ideas are governed by law and by order. Everything is done perfectly and at the right time. Love is the power that causes the ideas to circulate in mind with unfailing punctuality. And love is omnipotent, for love is God. This is the treatment by Mr. Rawson for idleness. Man is never idle, but reflects mind, and is ever active and ever energetic, always actively passing on God's ideas to his fellow man and receiving ideas in exchange which give him joy and happiness. A constant succession of ideas unfolds to man, and man represents these ideas to his fellow man. Love is the power which causes man to pass on these ideas. There is a perfect law of exchange. Man is always receiving and representing God's ideas, benefiting his fellow men. There are no idle ideas. All God's ideas are ministering to man and benefiting man, circulating in infinite mind, giving infinite beings joy and happiness. And here is Mr. Rawson's treatment on laziness. Man is never lazy. He reflects mind and is ever active and ever energetic, always helping his fellow man. He is always in the right place and doing the right thing at the right time, for he is in mind God, being God's consciousness. He loves his work and rejoices in doing it perfectly. He loves to group God's ideas into perfect combinations, to represent these ideas to his fellow man, and to receive ideas in exchange, which give him infinite joy and happiness. There is no want of system. God is the principle of all law and order. Man is always doing the right thing and at the right time, for he is led and governed by God. A quote from Science and Health. Divine mind is the only cause or principle of existence and is ever active, governing man. The next is lethargy. There is no lethargy. Mind is ever decisive, ever energetic, and man reflects that decision and energy. Life continually sustains and feeds man with perfect ideas, which he deals with in keen, intelligent activity. And procrastination? There is no procrastination. Mind acts instantly and perfectly. God's ideas unfold with unfailing regularity and are instantly represented. Man is governed by God, the principle of all law and order, and is always doing the right thing at the right time. Mind is always decisive, always active, and man ever manifests that decision and activity. Sluggishness. There is no sluggishness. Man reflects life and has all power and strength. Man reflects mind and is ever active and energetic. Man goes instantly from idea to idea, for he is the activity of mind. First of all, it's important to understand that Frederick Rawson does not say that this is a formula to follow. He merely points out what the problem appears to be and the counterfact that should be used in order to solve it. It's an individual demonstration on how one actually puts this together, but one has to make it their own. They can't just use the words of someone else and just read them or recite them, whether it's by reading or by memory, because each one has to work out their own salvation, and there's a principle in everything, and so the principle that is tailored for your particular favored way of learning is what you should do. And one should also use their own words, something that strikes a chord with one's own thinking process. However, the key points that he makes does give you a good way to state the problem and the elements that need to be utilized in overcoming the problem. With that caveat, I shall point out the key elements that are in each of these topics that should be considered. The first one is delay or obstruction, and it is noted that everything passes instantly in mind, so there is no time involved, no limitation of what we think of as time or space, and also balance, always a balance between need and supply. He says man can never be in want of anything or anyone. And of course, the supply is infinite because it comes from mind, because they are in the form of ideas. Also, he talks about mind being capital M, so it is a synonymous term for God. And he states with that there is no mortal mind to prevent the unfolding and representing of the ideas from mind. And also, man never fails to be in the right place. So wherever we need to be, the ideas are there to remind us that we are right where we need to be. We are always in the right place. Also, it points out that all is done at the right time. So that may or may not be the time at which one thinks it should be, but it is in accordance with our own demonstration when we are recognizing and living the qualities that bring about the solution. The next one is idleness, and it refers to action, that mind is ever active, and that man cannot be in want of energy, because mind is ever active and we reflect mind. And he also mentions about representing ideas to our fellow man. So these are the ideas that we receive from God. And often there is a regrouping that is needed to present a fresh idea. The ideas are always from mind, but for a particular situation, they may need to be regrouped to tailor them to the solution for the topic at hand. It is like in mathematics. A 7 is omnipresent, but it may need to be combined with a 4 or some other number, and there may need to be an operation of adding, subtracting, multiplying, or dividing. Of course, combining is adding. But the point is, we have to be involved in applying what we are provided in the form of ideas. We can't just sit idly and expect everything to be done by another, and that includes God. God doesn't do the work for us that we need to do. He gives us the ideas if we are listening and if we have an understanding of what God is and how God operates. And God is universal and impersonal. The solution is not only available to one individual, because God is omnipresent. So the rules and the laws apply to everyone all the time. We may be working on a particular topic, and it is up to us to tune in, become in alignment with mind on that topic. The next one is laziness, and some elements there. Again, it talks about being ever active. So mind is always active. Mind being infinite, there is no limitation to energy. And the next one points out very similarly the same qualities, except it adds one about mind being ever decisive. Now, this is under lethargy. So lethargy is kind of floating around and not caring. Well, this is reversing that with the counterfact, which is being decisive. And it points out that man reflects that decision and energy. And the life continually sustains and feeds man with perfect ideas. Procrastination is the next one. And he flat out says there is no procrastination. Again, no time. Mind acts instantly and perfectly. And God's ideas unfold. And there's no irregularity or obstruction. They never fail to unfold. And man is capable of instantly representing the ideas, reflecting them back out for all mankind to benefit. Again, repeats about everything being in the right place at the right time. And decisiveness. Always active. And the last one is sluggishness. And again, immediately denies it. There is no sluggishness, because man reflects life. Sluggishness is the absence of life, the absence of energy and activity. But we don't have to be concerned about individual strength or power, because the source is mind, and we reflect the activity, the power, and the strength of mind. That's the end of the review of the key points of each one of these elements that try to interfere with having a productive day where we are accomplishing good. I believe the primary thing that one needs to realize is that if there is a slowness, a sluggishness, any delay or obstruction, then we need to address that. Instead of fighting it, we need to just immediately deny that it has power, as he does here. He just says there is no, and then whatever the problem is, and then he states the counterfact to that. Utilizing the moments, and a moment being considered the smallest measurement of time, and couple that with an understanding about the law of compounding. It states in the Bible, precept upon precept, precept upon precept. Here a little, there a little. So it is making a continuous progress from small accomplishments, which then build up to large effect. That's the end of this recording on making our day productive.